Blog Talk Radio.
And hello there. This is Bob with the local photo education program. And what I'm going to start doing or trying to do, I don't know if this will work or not. It's kind of a test run here. Do podcast. I do a 5-10 minute show and put it on once a week. Maybe out there on Nextdoor and Facebook and everywhere else if you want to hear what we got. What I'm touching on here, a little bit of the agenda. The council agenda is one thing. I'm just curious, how many people have ever gone to the Fort Worth City website? Have you ever done that? Have you signed up to be on the mailing list to get information what's going on in the city? It's interesting, and it's all our responsibility. And what a lot of people don't realize is that whether you're involved with our city, not involved with the Fort Worth City, you do anything, you don't do anything, you're involved automatically, just automatically for being born here or living here. That makes you a part of it because your tax dollars is what feeds that system that runs downtown, that controls this city. It comes from your tax dollars. So if you don't get involved, say anything about the money, you're feeding this monster. And you don't want that. You're responsible for it. You can turn a blind eye to it, go about it, because everything's okay in your world. Going on down there is just ridiculously bad. It is just, appalling. And there are people here that are suffering from it. And it's your money that's feeding this. So I want you to think about that really heavy. Do you want to give money to something that's hurting other people? Now, also, because everything's okay in your world right now, except for the normal stuff, you know, the kids and the jobs and the stuff. But anyway, if everything's pretty much you're hunky-dory in your world or you're too busy to do this, whatever, what's coming down the pipe in years to come may be something that you're going to wish you had done something about now. I've been at this for about 14 years now, and I did not know a thing about 14 years ago about what's going on in our city. I just took it for granted that our local government was honest and that it would not do anything to hurt its own city. And that was a sad mistake because our local government, a lot of it's coming from out of town. They bring people in here to work and as don't live here, have no roots here, and don't care about here. And so, anyway, what I discovered in the last 14 years that this is, it's like a war that's going on, a bloodless war. And the way our local government's working is they don't want people involved with our government. They don't want you to know what's going on. They've got it made down there. They make mistakes and don't have to pay any, with no repercussions from them. They make decisions. They love, they get patted on the back like they're some kind of celebrities. They love this. They got power, money, and get all kind of benefits. They're going overseas, going to Italy, look at soccer teams. This is on our money. While we have children right now in the mission downtown of Lancaster, there's children living in that mission for over a year, 2 years. That's too long. Stuff like that that needs to be addressed. We got homeless on the streets out there. That needs to be addressed. We have crime. Certain areas don't have as much as other areas do. We're way understaffed in police. And something I want to tap on about the police here while I'm thinking about it is that I did try to do some lawsuits against the city, and I've come to with some help. A friend of mine just came back in town that's a retired lawyer, and she looked up some stuff for me. And basically what we've come to learn, you're not going to be able to sue anybody in the city, hired or elected, either way. They have sovereignty from everything. And there's nothing we can do. So the way the system's set up is what I've learned. And they have all the lawyers. They have the money. They have all the power and all that, okay? And if you have a problem with someone in the city that damaged your property or hurt you physically, then you can possibly get a suit there. But if it's just for a police officer writing a bogus lying report about you, or a code compliant officer's writing dirty, bogus reports about you to take away your home and run up tickets on you that you can't afford to pay. And I came across this where they were taking a guy's home away from him this way, and he was in a wheelchair. And on top of that, and he was getting bills every month for over $500 from the city because of code compliances. They might have been bogus. I don't know about those, but the ones they were just about to add on to the man when he called me, and we came over with a camera crew, and code compliance ran off. Now, where we're at on this project is that code compliance had done cut the padlock on this guy's fence, done got an estimate how much they're going to charge to clean him off with the one company. We only have one company to use, so it's like there's no competition bid on any of this stuff. It's where that company says that's it, which is kind of dirty too. This is really crooked. But anyway, they had the court order, all that. They were in the process of fixing a clear off this back guy's property until we showed up with the cameras, and they ran. And when I go before our city council and our mayor and our city attorney at a meeting, I mentioned to our attorney, I said, why the stuff on this man's property was a violation before the camera showed up. And when we show up at cameras, no longer a violation. I don't understand that. And we know why. It's really crooked what's going on. This city has been taken over by, I don't know, I've heard drug cartels, which I don't doubt, partly mafia, owns Late Law, the trash sanitation, all that's by a mafia-running organization that does all that contract there on us here. A lot of money here. Anytime you got big money, you got all this kind of stuff coming in. The city's a $1.7 billion business, and probably more than that the last time I've seen. But anyway, that kind of money coming in, there's a lot of, with no one watching the store, a lot of stuff can go wrong. So, anyway, I might get off track here a little bit. But anyway, the officers that I was talking about, what brought me to all that was the officers that wrote the bogus report on me. There's nothing I can do about that, okay? Nothing I can do. Also, I have been banned from the Hanley Meadowbrook Community Center for life. And that was bogus, too, because of the bogus report written. Okay. There's no hearing. The piece of paper I got that says, criminally trespassing, don't enter here again. It came without a hearing, one-sided. You don't even get to say your side. You're convicted automatically. These are all the little ingredients to turn a country into a communist-run country. These are the ingredients you'd put into a cake to make a cake, good cake, or whatever, if you're trying to make a cake. So, and these are kind of ingredients if you want to make this a communist country. And it's being bled into our country really strongly while we all sit around and do nothing. Because right now, you're content in your little world. And I've learned a lot. I was, too, at one time. I had no idea what's going on. But now, since my eyes have been open enough, the only answer to this stuff is, even though we have no power, the way our system's set up right now, we do have more power than our mayor and our city attorneys and all that. We do have more power when we work as an organized group. If you were to take 100 people to come down to city council meeting and demand to put back our public presentation back on the council agenda, I think they would do it. I really would love to see that happen. We have 1 million people here, and it's hard to believe we can't get 100 that thinks it's worth the time to come down and make this mayor put back on our presentation what she took off. Okay? Now, every city around us has a public presentation. That's free speech. And when you lose free speech, you're losing freedom, period. It doesn't matter if you use the public presentation or not. It doesn't matter if you ever use it or not. It's like a weapon. You want to keep it there. You sure don't want anybody to take it away. And when you sit back and let them take it away, then it shows that, well, the people have become really brain dead of what's going on here. They're dumbed down or brainwashed, whatever you want to say. But when that doesn't mean anything to you, there's something wrong, and it's in the – that's one problem. Because in the schools, maybe they don't teach history anymore. Maybe that might be the problem. Because – history, I didn't think it was important when I was going to school. I thought, what do I need history for? You know, that's, you know, history, now that I'm older and look back, is how we learn not to make the same mistakes. It repeats itself. You can learn from history. And when you see something going one way, that's why you look back at history and see you want to turn the outcome a different way. And the outcome here needs to be changed big time, very big time. So I don't understand when I open up the accounts on Nextdoor for the local voter education program and the independent oversight committee. We've got over 100 people on each one, whatever. Some might be the same one on both, whatever. And then on Facebook, we've got several people on there. And I got an email list of people and stuff like that to reach out to, neighborhood associations. All these people, there's enough there to change this whole city around easily. So I don't understand. Why do you want to be on this side? What are you on there for? You just want to learn? That's fine, too. But maybe it's my fault. Maybe I need to open up another site for the people that want to participate, that need to participate. Because really, it's everybody's responsibility, not just a handful. It's not somebody else. It's everybody. And I don't care if you got problems at home. We all got problems. We've all got bills. We've all got ups and downs. But this is something that you have to put in and start teaching the kids in school. We can't do anything until we get people together. That's the answer to downtown. The only way I'm going to become unbanned from the Hanley Community Center is when we get enough people to come downtown and start taking back control of our city and put a stop to what's going on there. It's really important to, because the repercussions coming down the road from this. Right now you're okay, but you may not like it later, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it. They'll raise property taxes. These people are wasting tons of our money. It is totally being wasted. The corruption level is just through the roof downtown because we're not doing anything. Around 95% of the city is not voting or doing anything in our local government. So that we've got to change. And that's why we need to get together. You need to reach out to people you know, friends, family, whatever, and try to get them to get registered to get the vote. To vote, that's one thing. We need people to vote. It's not hard. What we need is other people that's willing to show up at city council. If we can get about 12 or 15 on the list that say they'll come down and commit to it and put their name on the list, you don't have to speak. You don't have to do anything. Just show up. That's all you got to do. That allow, if you put 10 or 15 people on my list, I can retain 6 minutes to get. I can get back part of the time that Matty Parker took away from us. Because before Mayor Matty Parker was mayor of the Fort Worth area here, the city mayor, we had 12 minutes a month that the people could go down and speak at city council. And that's gone to zero. And I knew when Matty Parker, it was in there, it took her about 6 months, but she took all that out. And what they did in 6 months' time was they six months. She wasn't mayor over 6 months, half a year. Their workload by half, from four council meetings a month to two meetings, removed the public presentation, and then turned around and asked for a triple pay and salary and almost got it. Now, honestly, I just don't understand. If people don't understand how important it is to start paying attention to this a little bit. It is a crisis. It's something going on, but it's something that we can take care of real easy. So anyway, well, if you want to, great. If no one wants to, fine, too, whatever. But I'm going to keep trying. That's what I've got to do here is keep trying, because the stuff I know, I just can't turn a blind eye to it and go on like there's nothing wrong, you know, because there is. And also, where I'm coming from, and I wish other people come from this area too, is thinking about trying to leave a better place for the next generation coming. Because, you know, what good is a used-up world, and how can it be worth having, you know? So the next generation coming is going to get even more just trash what we're leaving behind. So, and another thing is I'm saying forget about Washington. Just look at Fort Worth. Let's get back to something here real quick here. I get to ramble on too much. The council agenda, that came out. I've got up here on the screen right now. Just look at this, and I'll share a little bit now. This comes out on Thursday nights now. It used to come out on Friday night at 6 o'clock. So when you went down to council agenda or zoning cases or what have you, you couldn't ask any questions till Monday, and then the council meeting was on Tuesday. So you really didn't have time to prepare. And I yelled about that enough. And this is the only thing that I've gotten done. And I don't, you know, it's not that I need credit or anything, but I did get this done, and I'm surprised because the city's never done anything so far since I've been involved that would benefit the citizens. Only to benefit, that's all I've seen repeatedly, how they benefit themselves, okay? So this was a very surprise, but this agenda now comes out at 6 p.m. on Thursday night, and that gives a person time to look at the agenda. If you have any questions, you can call the city on Friday to get some answers. You can digest it Saturday and Sunday. If you have any other questions that come to mind on Monday, you can check again, and by the time Tuesday rolls around, you should be able to walk through anything, questions in at the council meeting. So anyway, it's good it comes out this way instead of the other way, and but on the agenda. Now, I know the first time I spoke at council, it was very, very intimidating. It was like a different world when I went down there. I know people never gone down there. Once you break the ice, you got to break the ice and come on down and get used to this. Once you break the ice and you get your eyes open to see what's going on, you find out it's not that, you know, it becomes kind of, it's frustrating, but it's fun too. And it's good. I love going down there, and some of the people I meet down there and talk to, and I like the lobby a lot. And it's very educational too to see what's going on. And, you know, so you don't have to come as much as I do, but, you know, come to a council meeting every so often, watch this agenda, and when you pull it up on the city website, if you have any problem, call the city secretary. She'll walk you to it, how to get to the agenda, and get familiar with it a little bit. And the two main things that I tell people to look at first is about halfway down the page, you'll find a section called resolutions. Right now, this one that's coming up now, there's only one resolution on there, and it has to do with Panther Island, and that's another big scam here, millions and millions of dollars. That's for overpaid developers and stuff. People have a line in their pocket. And that's how they do this stuff. This corruption is through padding these contracts and also overpaid employees. Really inflated salary for a lot of these employees. That there's 100,000 people in Fort Worth to do the job that the director, Michelle Gook, is doing for community engagement. They can do that job for the third of the pay, be making more money than they're making now, and do the job better. None of this is going to change until, you know, people wake up. All I can do is sit and watch it, you know, and it's very, but it could easily change. But anyway, resolutions is one. Check that area. Keep an eye on resolutions. That's where you see pay raises and stuff like that. That's interesting. But anyway, what's that? And zoning, if you're in a real developed area, then zoning is not going to matter much to you. If it's a real suburban area, a lot of houses. Where I'm at, it's very important. We have a lot of land where I'm at. A lot of land to be developed. We're targeted right now, and it's a war here. And you're talking about a lot of money and a lot of corruption going over here in John T. White area. So, but if you got a lot of houses, you don't have to worry about it like I do here. But still, you might keep an eye on zoning, see if there's any apartments coming in your area or something like that. Also, if you watch that resolutions, and then there's some other things I hadn't really quite – I just scanned down the whole thing myself kind of like. And then when you're scanning down the agenda, what you can watch for the first thing is where it says all. Some will say CD10. Well, that's Council District 10 there. That's not your district. You know, you skip right on by it. Probably has nothing to do, you know, really. So I skip across those that has nothing. But if it has my district, I may stop and take a look at it and see what they're doing. And I stroll down, and I kind of watch anything that says all, and that. So anyway, and some of those other things do come up about stuff. But this one here's got the one I'm gonna sign up for here at the very bottom, next to the end, the page here. Let's see, this is MC 240304. Okay, it's talking about the Mayfest at the Trinity Park. We have our annual Mayfest, okay. Now, this is something I brought up. See, if we had a group of people that could work and get some stuff really done, I mean, we just need a handful of people to come down as a group and come down and just force this stuff on the city. That's what we could get done here. Mayfest would be an ideal spot at the front entry of Mayfest. The city supply should supply the citizens a booth for petitions. If anything, we want a petition or we have a problem and we want to get signatures, be an ideal place there. Hundreds of thousands of people come to Mayfest to have a booth there. That's where I wanted to do one of the red light cameras. They ran me out of there when I was trying to get signatures for one other thing I was doing. I forgot. Well, I think red light cameras. I think they even ran me out of there. So this is something that, you know, a good mayor and council would support. But we don't have a good mayor and council. We have got to get someone to run for mayor or either start controlling the mayor we have, hold him accountable. We have the power and numbers over the lawyers, over all that stuff and numbers. Martin Luther King must have been one of the most strongest activists there's ever been in the history. I mean, he had thousands, but there again, things were so bad, that's how come people came out. Do we have to wait till they get so bad? Let's be smart. Look at history. Curb it off. See it going now. We have a lying, two-faced mayor, doesn't know what she's doing, and does not care about the people or the city one, either one. She's not from here. She doesn't care about the city. So, anyway, so we need people to look around for someone to run for mayor. And we need to, but anyway, here's one of the things I'd bring up. I saw, which I signed up to speak for. They're not going to do it whatsoever, but I'd do it because I'm down at City Hall anyway, and I might as well go ahead, and I can't afford professional counseling, so I like to vent when I get a chance down there. But anyway, to mention them again, that we need a citizen's booth for petitions. So if there's anything in your area, anything you want to get petition done, you can use it there in Mayfest. Also, the Art Fest. That'd be another time, too. Millions, hundreds of thousands of people down the street. So these two things would be powerful to help get signatures on petitions in these areas if we needed them. When we need them, we have access to it. This is just the weapon for the people. There's another way to get things done, a lot easier, too. And I had a friend of mine tell me, because I said, what we'd love to see to get done is that everybody in the city agrees on term limits, campaign contribution limits. I've been to the Democrats' Women's Democrat Party meeting. I've been to the Women's Republican Party meetings. I brought up the same subject at both of them. They all agree, especially campaign contributions, which we all agree to that. When you put $1 million to put a mayor into a job that pays $29,000 a year, it's going to be worth buying it. We put campaign contributions on the ballot. We know it'll pass in flying colors. It would cut down the POA buying candidates, the Firefighter Association buying candidates, and start making these candidates work a little bit more for that position and get the big money out of there, okay? And let the people start voting for the candidates. Start putting this thing back on track in a decent way. It's so indecent right now. It's really embarrassing. It's so bad. But nevertheless, no, I was saying, a friend of mine said, you know, they tried that. They were going to get the petitions, the signatures, and I said, well, that's the hard way. That's just, I wouldn't, anyway, he agrees with me, too. He didn't think of this, but you go down there with 30, 40, 50 people at city council, you have another 30 or 40 call them a few times, you send enough signals down there, they're going to pay attention. They hadn't had this before. No one's done this before to them. It's going to be new to them. They're going to pay attention because we vote, and we can put them in. We have control. Here's the way the system works. We have control over the mayor by voting. There's 1 million people here to vote on that mayor. Even though less than 30,000 is all it took to put her in, I have 1 million people. She got 27,000 votes. So we have control to take her out with all the people we got here easily, the votes, okay? Her job is to serve us. That's what she took an oath to do, to serve the people. You go before city council. Look, God, I'm making a video for that. I'm going to put it out, too, to say to ask the mayor. If we get enough people to go down and get me 6 minutes that will support this, we'll play the video down there same time. And tell the mayor that we got three things we want on the agenda. And one is campaign contribution limits. And what we got laid out for that right now is the running for city council, 20,000 is enough for the candidate run it. 15,000 is enough for the incompetent, okay? If these people can't reach and manage that much money, they don't know how to use money. That's all there is to it. They never had money before. They don't know how to manage money. And I want someone in that has some kind of managing money, okay? It's our money. We need someone at least knows how to manage money. So, and it make it more fair, okay? Let's make it more fair. But anyway, that is a good number. That's all you need there. If you can't, you know, that's it. That's fair. So, and if people wanted less, I can agree to that too. I think I'm being generous at this amount. But anyway, 20,000 and 15 for mayor, 150,000 for the candidate running, and 100,000 for the incompetent. The incompetents have all the advantages. And I'll tell you what, if they're doing a good job, no one's going to run against them. There's no need to. So, and they have all the advantages anyway. They have a lot of advantages by being out there in the public and getting known and working their way around. So they don't need as much as the candidate, okay? Let's make it a fair race. So that sounds really good right there. 150 for the candidate for mayor and 100 for the incompetent, 20,000 for the candidate for council, and 15 for the incompetent. And let's get that on the ballot. The lawyer's going to have to fine-point that. I'm just going on the top surface here. There has to be some maybe other stuff written in there. But anyway, that's good there. Now, term limits. Dallas, I'll say, we'll start off with Arlington has three-year term limits. 9 years, most you can stay in office and you're gone. That's it. No comeback. Okay, that's theirs. Dallas, they have 4 2-year terms for council, and they have 2 4-year terms for the mayor. Either way, it adds 8 years in different ways about it. And that's interesting, too. I found out about that. Also, Dallas has their public presentation on the top of the agenda. And they have one, people get to go down and speak what they want to. We don't do that in Fort Worth, remember. Matty Parker says no, okay? So I don't know about y'all. I hate someone to come in my city and sit there and tell me no on something that we should have, okay? It just pisses me off. I don't know what it's going to take to get you people mad or whatever, but I'm hoping something will help. But anyway. Okay, so but anyway, they have that. So for Fort Worth, close, I think would be good for our term limits. It's 3 2-year terms, 6 years total. Step down for one. I don't like closing the door completely, but step down for one. And I think that would be good. A good council member has been in for 6 years, gets a break for a couple of years, maybe comes back, maybe not, whatever. But step for one to break the chain, kind of like, okay? Put someone else in there and that. That's what I think is a good formula here. And there again, the attorneys can write the fine lines when it starts, how we do it, and how it's broken up, and which district should run what year would be theirs and what district would be the others. But nevertheless, that's one way. I got another way, though. I like better than those as far as the I like that. That's good. Term limits, that's fine. But there's one other thing I came across, and I call a lot of other cities and check out things, and I'm learning a lot by doing that. And it's really interesting because every city is almost kind of different in a way. They do it however they want to. We can do our city however we want to when we do it. Can't sit back and say it's someone else's job. I'm happy. Don't bother me and go on. But I got people are suffering because of your money. That's why you're guilty. You're part of it. Your money goes in to feed these people down there, and we can't fight them. You're paying them, and we're trying to fight them to do right, okay? So everybody's got to get on board here. You're all guilty. Okay? You're all guilty to be a part of this, okay? That's not doing their part. Anybody's not coming out. If you're not a registered voter, get registered to vote. It's free. You're not going to be able to get registered in time because you won't know about it until it's past the time. So go get registered and be armed. Don't cost anything. You don't have to vote. You don't do anything. And it's beautiful being registered to vote because you can vote on propositions. Those are the best things, the funnest thing. They're not people. They're just, things like raises and stuff like that. So get that. Okay. But nevertheless, I shouldn't go off track because I forget where I'm at when I do that. But nevertheless, I'm going to wrap this up here in just about a minute or so here, another couple of minutes. I did enough rambling on here tonight. But the term limits, and the campaign contribution limits is another thing, and also to put on the agenda to put back our public presentation at city council. And that doesn't go on the ballot. That's just an agenda thing. We do that right here. That's what we have control to do right here, and our city doesn't go on. But the other two would go on the agenda, and we go down, and the council can vote for it. It can go on the ballot, November ballot, and I'm sure if you get those two on the ballot, they will pass in flying colors. Now, city council mayor has no problem putting raises on that daggum ballot, okay? And there's a couple other things. I remember we did the charter. There was another thing that I saw that really needed to be redone, and they wouldn't touch it. But also, I was saying about it, I don't know what number it is off the top of my head. It would be great to get it on the ballot, too, but we don't have to push too much, a little bit at a time or whatever. But another thing would be good is right now it's written out that you can live here 6 months and then run for office. And when that was on the charter, what they were doing, it changed it from 6 months to 180 days, and it really didn't change much or anything. It's just that it kept the numbers a day or two, something different there to help on their keep in order. So they put that on the charter vote. But that's not when I asked them. I said, you know, what we need to do is change that from 180 days to or 6 months. Let's change that. Let's change it to 10 years. I want people living in this city 10 years. The mayor's job is only one mayor job here. Only a handful of council member jobs, okay, our elected officials. These jobs, they're not everywhere in the newspaper all around, very few. I want people to have roots here, people that care about our city. This will help us, help generations to come. It will help clean up corruption. It will help us get more people in office that actually care about the city. 10 years. That's a requirement I want. 10 years. I don't want to move in someone here, and 6 months later, they're running for mayor. And that happens. They put them in apartments, and it doesn't cost that much. And they put them in there when you talk kind of money they're spending and doing. And then they're running for mayor to be in control of your city. So that's one I'd like to see, too, get changed in 10 years. I want people in there that run for office that has deep roots, that have been here. And like I said, there's not that many positions to fill, okay? There are very few, and they're you know, they're custom positions. There's none other like them in the city. So that's what I'm really strong about, too, I think. 10 years, at least you'll get people in that have lived here for a while, have gotten to build roots here, and maybe have care about the place they live in. I think that would be really good for it. But there is just hundreds of things that we need to do that are simply need to be done and change. And the way we get them done and change is first, as my way of thinking, is bring them to the people. And see how we agree on changing them and do it. But first thing we're going to have to do is go down and take council back because of the most arrogant, self-centered people you'll ever meet is your mayor and your council. Now, they don't pay attention to what people say down there. They don't answer questions. They own the city. They run the city. And right now they're slice by slice taking away our power, like our right to speak. Cut down our agenda time to speak on the agenda. We used to be able to speak 3 minutes on any agenda item. Now we don't do that anymore. You've got 3 minutes total on part of the agenda item and another 3 minutes on the other part of the agenda item, and that's it. You have to split it up between if you got, and that's not right. These agenda items they put on, we should have 3 minutes for each one to speak on that they put on there. That's not right. They can put two or three major things on there and break us down. We don't even have time to speak on them. So this mayor has got to go. She is destroying the city. I can't tell you that. I bet she is. And this comes from experience. Going to council for over 14 years. I've seen what Bessie Price did for 10 years. I didn't like Bessie Price, but this is just ridiculous in the last 36 months with Mayor Maddie Parter. It is just totally gone out of control here where we live. So, okay. Anyway, what I'm looking for, email, I'll open up another site for doers to join. I want people that can come down to council. I know there's got to be some people there. I need people to either come down sometime or willing to call in, call the mayor's office. We need people to do phone calls in from time to time on these things to try to get them done. We're going to have to show them that we're here. You're going to have to wake them up downtown because they don't think we're out here. And honestly, we're not because we're not doing anything. So that's the only way this is going to change. That's the answer. We don't have any other solution to what's going on. I don't like being falsely penalized. I don't like being lied about by the mayor. When she says that at council, she said I cussed out some 12-year-olds of a little league team that was celebrating their victories or whatever at City Hall, and that was an awful lie to bring kids into this line and use kids too in this. So that's terrible. And there's not a thing I can do about it except go down. I did. I mean, I went down there and I played it on the screen and called her a liar, which is true. We don't need no mayor doing stuff like that. Okay? So, okay. Well, that's good for this week here. That's way more than I was planning on talking about. So, I'm going to try to cut it down. Like I said, this is a test run. I'll try to work the bugs out, get down to more precise things, maybe cut it down to 3 or 4 minutes and shut up and try to get something new. The whole idea is that if people get to know what's going on, they may get more involved. And if you don't know what's going on, you have no incentive at all to get involved. And that's the only thing I know. So that's what we're trying to do here is getting people to know what's going on and hoping that we can get more involved because the way it's going, I'm afraid there can be some major repercussions down the road. Unseen repercussions are coming down the road at this because this many changes this quick, what this mayor's done and how these people are acting are just not normal. Okay? So, anyway. So, until next week, website's fwdistrict5.com. You can see the videos there. I have an email list there. That's where we get all the work done with the city when we're conversing with the city. The city doesn't converse on social media. So, when I'm sending stuff to the lawyers of the city, the council members, the mayor, I send it on my email list, too, with all the people, over 300 people on the email list, so that we spread it around that way, and you can see what's going on and see how we respond back and forth. So when they're saying something not true, and I correct, it's educational. So, because I don't know how to explain it, really. What's really good about this email list, though, was when I first started sending stuff to council or mayor, solo, you may not get any answers. But when we built the list up and it started building up, they started paying more attention, okay? So I appreciate it. If you join that email list, that'll be doing one of those little things. Not many things you have to do to make a difference in the city. It's the little things. It's the little things that are the most important things that we're not paying attention to. And it's the little things you can do that can be the biggest things. Signing on that email list. If we could get 400 or 500 people just to sign on, make up an email list, and join that email list through the fwdistrict5.com, join the email list. Those numbers, they see them downtown. And if they get bigger, they pay more attention to them. If they don't get more bigger, then they figure it's about capped out there. So they watch this stuff real closely, and this is how we make, you know, and it doesn't take that many votes to change things around. So they know. That's why they come after me and attack me, send me threatening letters from the city and ban me unjustifiably and stuff like that because they know that they don't want the truth spread around there. They don't want to be exposed. It threatens their world when they're exposed to what they're doing. And this is our world, not their world. It's our city. So, geez, I got to change the decaf coffee. I talk too much, don't I? Okay. Well, anybody that's interesting in joining the email list, get on there, the fwdistrict5.com. It'll help a lot. Just sign up. Make up another email, sign up. It will help. And also you can, and we don't use it. I don't use it to send out a lot of stuff on there, bickering back and forth. It's mainly through to the our council members, mayor, and stuff like that, and city employees, and what's going on there. So, and that's how we get stuff done, a lot of stuff done. So, and if you'd like to be a part of a group to come down and help us get more minutes to speak, that'll send a signal to the council mayor that people are starting to listen. It really sent a signal. So if you can come down to city council, contact us through the email list at fwdistrict5.com. Let us know if we can put your name on the list and what council meeting you can come to, if you can come to a few of them. We need people to get determined, mad, and make this a part of a project for the next 12 months to work at. We're getting close to election time again. It's going to come up. So let's start working at it now. Let's start. If you know people that could possibly be a potential for mayor, especially someone that's kind of retired, older, and has money, that'd be great. But that they can run on. So suggested to them, because this city really needs some guidance. There's just so much we can do. I just can't tell you all. Anyway, signing off here. Let's see. Anyway, we'll put one out sometimes next week, too. So, sayonara.